Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today, we're talking with Michael Goforth. Michael is running for a position on the St. Clair County Community College Board of Trustees. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Yeah, that title is a really big mouthful. So
if
you get that position,
try to write it on the forms.
I know. If you get it, you're going to have to say it to everyone when you meet them. All right. So tell us why you decided to run for this position.
Well, I'm reaching a point in my life where I'm going to be retiring soon, and it's time to give back to the community. So I was looking for a suitable position to run for, and education is, to me, is fundamental to our society. It's the most important thing we do. Educators have the most important job in our community. If we get education right, we can solve all our other problems.
So what do you think the role of a community college then is in that educational system in a community?
Well, community college, it's just like any other university or school, right? We got to prepare our young people, first off. There's a lot of continuing education that goes on at community colleges. One of the things I want to talk about is the apprenticeships there. The companies that are in this area are starving for skilled trades people, craftsmen, I like to call them. And a lot of young people don't want to get a degree. They want to practice a craft. So I think the program here at SC4 is a bit wanting. Macomb Community College has an ideal program. A lot of people come out of there. So I'd like to duplicate that.
So that seems to be one issue then, increasing the availability of skilled trades, apprenticeships, and educational opportunities. What are some other things that you think are important for the college right now?
Well, as a trustee, the main responsibility is accountability, right? The trustee is the community's check on the administration. And there's supposed to be a shared governance there at the college between the administration, the faculty and students, and the trustees who oversee it. That's not happening right now. The administration is not bringing everybody into the decision-making process, and the trustees are not holding the administration to account. I've been listening to the virtual trustee meetings since COVID started, and all I hear is high fives and backslapping, right? Like there's no problems whatsoever. When the administration is meeting every goal, maybe your goals aren't set high enough. What I learned in the auto industry is that you have to highlight your problems so that everybody's aware and everybody's working on them. And that's not happening here. For example, the return to school decision-making process. The faculty was left out of that decision-making process, totally. And we're talking about professors and doctors and nurses, lifelong educators left out of that decision-making process. I listened to the August 13th meeting, and about 20 of the faculty spent about an hour complaining about this, and the board was completely silent. The board seems to be a rubber stamp right now.
Yeah, and so that definitely seems like something you want to address. So what skills and experience do you think you bring to the table that'll help you deal with some of these things you're concerned about?
Yeah, well, I won't be anybody's yes man. I'll hold everybody to account. All stakeholders need to be held to account, including myself. I want to see a return to the shared governance format. I'm a problem solver, first and foremost. Even at my career as an electrician, it required problem solving. And one of the things I've learned over my career is to do root cause analysis and implement irreversible countermeasures. So I'm going to bring that to the table. I'm also a bridge builder. As a manager over these years working with the UAW, I've learned how to build bridges and implement solutions that are win-win for everybody. You know, there doesn't have to be total losers and total winners in any transaction. So I can bring that to the table.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
How about my website, Michael Goforth for sc4trustee.nationbuilder.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Michael. For more information about Michael and to hear more interviews with candidates running for office this year, visit the 2020 election page at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.